This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian-backed militia's vowing revenge after U.S. military airstrikes on fighters in Iraq and Syria, AP Sagar Magani.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says the military took action yesterday in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq.
By launching F-15 Strike Eagles against five targets associated with Kitab Hezbollah.
What Esper calls an Iranian-sponsored militia group. A militia spokesman, though, says it was not behind the attack in Iraq and elsewhere, saying Washington is looking for a pretext to attack. He's calling the airstrikes a crime and massacre and insists the group will get revenge for evil American aggression. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The family of the man accused of attacking a Hanukkah celebration in New York is speaking out. AP's Rita Foley.
Grafton Thomas's family says he's mentally ill and has a long history of hospitalizations. He's accused of storming into a rabbi's home in Muncie, north of New York City, and stabbing five people as they celebrated Hanukkah. Thomas's family says he's never been convicted of a crime, is not a member of any hate group, and has no known history of anti-Semitism. In a statement issued by an attorney, the family expressed its concern and prayers for the injured. Meanwhile, Thomas remains in jail. He's pleaded not guilty to five counts of attempted murder. I'm Rita Foley.
The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for carrying out Saturday's truck bomb attack in Mogadishu, which killed at least 90 people and wounded about 125 others. Al-Shabaab's official spokesman said that the group's target was a Turkish convoy and security forces. Turkey has been training the Somali army at a modern training facility in Mogadishu, inaugurated in September of 2017. This is VOA News.